Stop the Bus, Hey. The sound of volunteers in Beaumont, Texas today shouting at a rescue bus trying to stop the driver from heading into dangerous waters. It's a paradox. Torrential rains have submerged the town of more than 100,000, but now it has no running water because generators and pumps failed. The Baptist Beaumont Hospital is evacuating patients because of the lack of running water. Thousands of people are living in shelters in Beaumont and nearby Port Arthur, also underwater. NPR's Debbie Elliott is on the line with us. And Deb, when we spoke to you yesterday, you were stranded at your hotel there in Beaumont because of the rising waters. But you've been out reporting today. What are you seeing?
Right. Well, it's very much still a search and rescue phase. I don't know if you can hear the helicopters flying nearby. Mm-hmm. There are still helicopters, boats, trucks, buses, anything that can get through high water trying to get to people who are stranded. City officials say they're very much in life-saving mode right now. The problem is there's this new crisis with the water. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the water system is out. So that is causing a rolling effect here.
Well, it would, because we spoke earlier to a division head of HEB, which is the big grocery store. He's really upset. Mm-hmm. He can't get his trucks in there, which means they're not getting more supplies of bottled water.
Right. So the thing is that the city is an island. Pretty much you cannot get in or out of Beaumont on any of the major roads. The flooding goes up and down, so it's not safe to travel. And at the same time, officials don't really want people out on the roads because they are going to try to get big supplies of water and whatnot in here. Mm-hmm. The rolling impact of this is just staggering. So as people are being rescued, they've been being taken to these shelters. There's a shelter at the Civic Center. There's another a little bit outside of town on a college campus. About 1,500 people are in those shelters. Well, now the city is trying to figure out a way to move them out of here. It's not sanitary and safe for them to be sheltered in these big buildings with no running water, no way to flush toilets. Mm. So not only is Baptist Hospital airlifting and sending people out by ambulance, the patients in the hospital, that's under 200 people, we think. There are these 1,500 people who are in these shelters now who are going to have to be moved. And then there are the people who are being rescued as we speak. Mm. So who knows where they're going to end up going?
We're seeing incredible pictures of these helicopter rescues where people are in buckets, you know, being pulled up, mothers with their children, a father with his toddler son being pulled up. Were they in their homes? Is that what happened? Are they then being moved to the shelter?
Homes and places where people have called 911, they're put in this queue. The 911 system is completely overwhelmed. They're put in this queue, and then they are, you know, answered in the order that they, you know, mm-hmm. come in. And some Coast Guard and National Guard troops are going out in their helicopters, and they send down those baskets, or even just the like life preserver orange things that they wrap around their body, and then the rescue worker hugs them and they pull them back up into the helicopter. It's very harrowing to watch. Yeah. And people are pretty freaked out, understandably. Now, the message today from City Hall here in Beaumont, I have just left the emergency operations center that they have, is to, you know, not panic. We are working on all of these things. This is all going to work. We've just got to stay calm and pull together. The mayor here, Becky Ames, called it a flood of historic proportions that nobody saw coming. You know, we knew there was going to be water, but not the amount that they got.
Well, you started to say the things that we forget you need water for, you know, drinking, bathing, wiping down a child after changing a diaper, flushing a toilet. I mean, the list goes on.
You know, I saw a couple of men right as I was leaving my hotel today in this canal right next to the hotel that's overflowing its banks. And they had brought trash cans, buckets, coolers, you know, anything they could to scoop water out of this murky bayou to put in the back of the pickup truck to take home to flush the toilets with. So people are coming up with ways to survive here. And FEMA says they're getting bottled water in. They're going to set up some water distribution stations. They've done this before. They did it during Hurricane Ike. But right now, the logistical issue is getting the water in.
Yeah.
There's also the fire issue, Robin. If you think about it, the fire trucks here, you know, need water in case there's a major fire. So some of the rural fire departments around town are trying to help out with
that. Fingers crossed. NPR's Debbie Elliott in Beaumont, Texas. Deb, thanks.
You're welcome.